Hello everybody and welcome to Tactical Insert. I believe this is episode 6. How you're all doing? I'm doing quite well, thank you very much for asking. We've got a very, very good show for you tonight. We have a team burn only night tonight. We've had a couple of guests on the last couple of weeks and I think we'll pull her back to team burn only just for this week, have a bit of crack on. So with me always is my co-host, Mr. Evil Noodle. How are you doing this week, Noodle?
Doing all right. I've been off work since last Friday. I'm back in tomorrow, like, but I have had a pretty good relaxing week, except for one or two days that you know all about.
All right, okay. And now a special guest, sort of got a continuing sort of invite, I guess, but he's decided to take us on it this week, is Mr. L. Clarko. How are you doing, L. Clarko?
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
It's all good. I've been off all week. Been off all week as well.
So what you're saying is there's only me who fucking works for a living. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yes.
Honestly, man, it's ridiculous. Yeah, that's why we're actually late tonight as well. Behave. We're late tonight as well because I got a little bit delayed. I am sorry about that. Usually we aim for the latest 9 o'clock kickoff. I know it's 9:30. I know most people watch this on YouTube anyway, so it doesn't really matter for you. But the people who usually join us in the stream, I am sorry it's a little bit late. So, we're going to have a little bit of a different show. As I say, people have been off work, people have been really busy at work. Well, I have anyway. You two have been fucking slacking and sitting your fucking ass playing COD all week. Ah, exactly. So, we're not really going to go into any news. I don't think anything major has happened in the last week, has it? That I'm even remotely considered about.
Well, they've announced God of War 4.
Right.
So, looking forward to that. It's going to be a prequel about when, if anyone who's familiar with God of War, when Kratos first pledged his loyalty to Ares, and just before he killed his family and stuff, so that there's a whole kind of story there that no one's really seen before. So that's been finally announced, looks pretty good.
Cool. Anything else, or is that, anything else you want to talk about? Hang on, I'll sort my light out.
Have a look.
You can see me handsome, gorgeous face now. Yeah, that's, as I said, there's very little sort of to talk about this week in terms of news. So, Call of Duty, the thing that kind of brings us all together as a family. The new maps came out for PS3, so we've now had, correct me if I'm wrong, we had Piazza and Liberation, that was a few months ago. We had Overwatch, and we've now got the new map, Black Box, which is the aeroplane one in a kind of a bigger state and construction and stuff. We've had a good night. I think it was last Friday we played quite a bit. That is on our live stream, and you can check it out on YouTube if you want. El Clarko, what do you think about the new maps? Are you liking them?
I love Black Box. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Best map they brought out for a long, long time. I like Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
It's much better than Piazza and Liberation. I really don't like Piazza and Liberation at all. Piazza's too campy for people. People's got too many corners to sit round. You walk round a corner and you're dead. Liberation's far too big and open. The only type of gameplay that really would be good on is a ground war.
Right.
It's too far apart, the spawns are too far apart, so my verdict is Black Box definitely, Overwatch is playable, Piazza and Liberation, big disappointment for me.
What about you, Noodle? What's your thoughts on it?
Black Box, I was really apprehensive at first because it's like a really long map, very long and thin, like something else I know. I totally lost my train of thought there as well.
Talk about really penis and you just off on a tangent straight away.
I wasn't
thinking
about penis actually, I was thinking about me broom handle. Anyway. Yeah, I was really apprehensive at first. I was thinking, oh God, here comes another Liberation. Although that's more of like a big circle as opposed to like a long and thin map. I was expecting to get sniped every couple of seconds though, and I'm actually finding, although you do get sniped every once in a while, it's still okay for running and gunning as well. Because there's lots of like tight corners and stuff, especially from like the plane to the house, and then from like the next house over and stuff. If you just run backwards and forwards there, you tend to be okay if you just want to run and gun. So I'm really liking Black Box. Overwatch, I'm still undecided, I have to be honest. sometimes I really like it, and sometimes it just gets right on my nerves. I think more so because I keep falling off the fucking map. And it's just so easy to do. Like, me and Gaz were playing four-man team tactical earlier, and, like, we were playing Search and Destroy, and there was one against one. Conroy was the only one left alive, and he walked backwards and fell off the fucking map. So it's easy done, and it can mean make the difference between a win and a lose, so that kind of irritates us a little bit. Liberation, I can't stand it. It's just a snipe fest, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if you're not a good sniper, like I'm not, and you resent other snipers, then I absolutely hate it. Yeah. But PRs, I'm not too... I quite like that, because you can run and gun quite nicely with it, and it looks nice, so... quite like PRs.
For me, it depends your style of play. If you're running gunning, yeah, I like the short, little, tight maps. Piazza is perfect for it. The bit I'm not keen on is I'd hardly ever play it. So it's hard knowing where the little shortcuts and where the up and downy bits are. There's nothing worse than trying to run for the C flag or the B flag and then you find out you've got a wall in the way and you've got to go around. And so most of it's just learning the maps. I do quite like Black Box. I think it is quite a good map. Overwatch, yes, quite like. Piazza, I really like. Actually, it's probably one of my favourite ones that's come out so far. Liberation, we never play, to be perfectly honest. I played it a few times. Whenever it comes up in the lobby, we always vote for the other map, regardless of what it is, really. So,
yeah.
I haven't really given it the benefit of the doubt, but, yeah. Quite cool. I mean, we played extensively on them a couple of weeks, last week. About 4 or 5 hours, I think, we played in total. And, yeah, they're all right. But we'll see what comes out. I know the new ones look good. Sanctuary and I forget what you call a new one. Xbox 360, you've got them already.
Are people going off it about that Sanctuary though?
I don't know because I've only quickly looked at it because I don't look too much into it. The reason for that is I can't have it yet, so I'm not going to tease myself. So I've had a quick look. It does look really nice. And I've watched a few videos about sort of shortcuts and tips and tricks and stuff like that and grenade spots and stuff. It does look a very sexy map. I don't know how it'll play, because Liberation looked really nice, and it plays like an absolute dog, but never mind. Noodle, your camera's gone off, by the way.
I don't think I've actually ever checked out Clarkie's any of the early maps.
Your videos have both gone off, guys. Check your settings. I don't know what's going on here.
Fine.
Oh. It says I've got poor network quality. Oh, well, sorry. I can still hear you. I just can't see you. So hopefully it'll fix itself and we'll get something going. What are your thoughts?
I can see both of you.
All right, okay. Well, look at you. What are you looking... Are you looking forward to if they bring out some old maps, like recycled COD 4 Modern Warfare 2 maps? And if so, what
absolutely
would you... Well, okay. Name three maps out of any of them, World at War, any Triarch or whatever... What three maps would you have?
Afghan,
nice map, yeah.
Downpour.
Right, I like it because it's a bit different with all the weather thing, but I'm not, yeah, it's not one of my favourites, but I can see that, yeah.
COD 4, I can't remember the name of this one, but it was, it looked like some kind of Middle East country and loads of destroyed buildings, and there was like a kind of no man's land in the middle, and then there was like the other side.
You're going to need some more objectives in there, like...
I know. There's a couple of vehicles in the middle as well. It's like a road. And either side of the road, there's, like, destroyed buildings and stuff.
There was... Strike. Was it Strike? And there was... Oh, I can't remember. COD 4's mile... I can't
very Middle East. Hang on, I'm going to have to look into this.
Afghan, I like. Downpour, not so good. That one, yeah. What about you, Clark? Or what would you have?
I would love to see Shipment back from Modern Warfare. It was just plain and simply. The only problem that I have now is the way that the noob tubes are set up and the way that the RPGs are set up. It would spoil the game. But I would like to see it back still. I liked Rust as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rust was pretty
good. Without a doubt, and it might sound silly, but Nuketown was my favourite map.
Yeah.
By far. with any Call of Duty.
More people were excited about Nuketown than I think they were about Black Ops. When they revealed that as their like piece of resistance kind of... Okay, we've got a crossbow, we've got a ballistic knife, but look at this. This is like just a little tiny town made in the middle of nowhere and a nuke goes off at the end. And it was like a really good kind of thing.
Ambush.
Ambush, yeah. That was actually Ambush, the one I was thinking of, yeah.
It's a good map.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would like to see Nuketown back.
Nuketown was... It defined Black Ops. I mean, if you ever have a look, if you ever see the Double XP weekends, they've always got Nuketown 24/7. Yeah. It was the defining feature of Black Ops, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think, in my personal opinion, of course, it's been the best map brought out on any Call of Duty for the set out.
Yeah, it was
I prefer firing range to Nuketown, like.
It's a good map.
I liked it.
It's a really good map, Yeah.
I love Nuketown, but firing range just had... It wasn't too small like Nuketown, so you could... Sometimes you died and you just didn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
With firing range, I think there was so much skill involved in that, that it was the definitive game of Black Ops. Where Nuketown, you could lob a grenade over 2 hours and kill someone, like, and there's nothing you could have done about it. Where with firing range, you had a very good chance of, like, running, gunning, outmaneuvering, and it was just fabulous. Loved it. Yeah,
there's always one or two maps that are really good. I think the new ones are pretty much Dorm and Hard Hat. I think they're kind of the two that everyone tends to vote for. But yeah,
Mission.
Definitely the Black Ops was Nuketown and Firing Range for me. They're the best two maps on there. Possibly Havana. Not Havana. Villa.
I like
Yes,
it.
Villa.
I like
that.
It's
another one of my favourites as well on that map. In fact, there wasn't a bad Black Ops map, I don't think. Personally... I don't think there was a one that when it came up in
that one where the rocket guns off.
Launch. See, I like launch.
Launch. I like that.
WMD. That was like an amazing map. Launch and
Aye.
Summit. Now that's I'd like to see Summit back.
Summit.
Because
yeah.
There's only Outpost. I think that's a wintry map, isn't there? If I'm wrong. I'm
Shit
wrong.
And all.
Yeah,
no, you're right. Yeah, no one picks Outpost, I think, when it comes out. But there's no wintry kind of maps, is there? There's no sub-base anymore, that kind of stuff. I would like to see that back.
Oh, I like sub-base.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no, like, wintry type of stuff. And they could maybe put the snow in as, like, the downpour kind of thing and a little bit different. We'll see what they come out with, because we haven't revealed all the maps yet. But I wish they would bring out...
Well, they should have more weather effects. I mean, just think random snow, random rain... Wind, which might affect bullets and your grenades, or you know, there's all sorts that you do. Maybe then they're waiting for next-gen consoles, because obviously it's going to be quite a requirement on your processor, but I'd love to see all those kind of natural events going on while you're trying to kill someone, a bit more realistic, and add that extra dimension of challenge.
See, I don't think they will bring in... I think they'll bring in weather effects, but I think they'll bring it in sort of to reduce vision and stuff like that. I don't think they'll bring it in to... manipulate grenades and bullets because
talking cosmetic only
I don't think you could have it on the sniping thing. You haven't got enough time to pick out a shot based on the wind direction and speed and stuff like that. There's not enough time in the game. It would obliterate sniping, which is is it the worst thing in the world? I think not, I definitely agree with flash weather conditions and stuff like that. They reduce visibility.
Yeah. Or changing weather
conditions.
Open
the game up
anyway.
A bit.
I mean, it could be completely random. You know what I mean? Halfway through a game, all of a sudden it starts to rain. Or
That's what I mean. Instead of having a snow map or a rain map or whatever, just have it so it randomly starts doing things and you can't predict it.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Uber fog. That would be good. Just mega fog just comes in all of a sudden.
Yeah,
and it takes the snipers out of the game, changes up the game.
No, because then you've got like heat sensor and night vision, haven't you? But
yeah,
that bit gives an excuse to start using those things.
That's it. But I mean, downpour give you that excuse for thermal sight. If you remember, downpour for the thermal sight. That's the only thermal sight I used to use. It's the whole. I think with the way the designers are going with the new map, like the Black Box, for example, that's brilliant. It's a massive map, yet it brings you together. Mm-hmm. This, if you stick to the buildings, you have to, it's really close quarters combat. The only time that it's not is if you're right at the other side of the map and a sniper's watching you, but it's quite difficult to pick the shots out. And me and Gaz have tried our hands at sniping on those maps.
Yeah.
And we're not bad, but it's really hard to do it.
Yeah, I remember because I was going around with my recon class on, so I was just reconning everyone. And I just turn on the corner and see someone that dropped dead, and Clarty be like, neighbor the fox, and then just move on the next one. It was class. All I was doing was just spotting people out.
You got?
Yeah, I know.
Guardian Angel.
Me and Noodle were discussing it, I think Monday. We were on about different bits of equipment and stuff, like maybe he's bringing the next one. And stuff we were talking about was a spotter. So, like, a piece of equipment where it was, like, binoculars and you could sort of paint or parrot or whatever you want to call it. You look at someone through these goggles and you could pick them out and it would mark them on your map, maybe. And the pro version, or if you levelled up the piece of equipment or something like that, it would tell the rest of the team where they were at. I think that would promote a lot more team play, which is always something I'm after. And it kind of helps the whole team out. I think that would be quite a good bit of a kit. So if any of you's got any other ideas about perks or bits of equipment, things like that, that you'd maybe want to see that haven't been introduced yet.
An Alsatian.
Just an Alsatian. What?
Yeah, just to sniff out campers.
On a washing campers. Line. Bit of washing line as a lead. Who's Shep? Go and get them.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
No, I think what I would like is, I'm not sure how the juggernaut suit works, but there's this thing that ricochets off the juggernaut suit. And I don't know if it's like a motion sensor or what, I've never actually had a look into it, but when you're in a juggernaut suit and you walk around, you have a look on the mini-map and you see the circle and it ricochets, it doesn't stop still.
Yeah.
Or it doesn't pulse, it ricochets all over. I would like to see possibly a motion sensor on the body. So it's not going to have a massive range. But, you know, if rather than pop your head round a corner, wait at the corner and see if there's anyone coming that way. And I think, obviously, it'll change the aspect of the motion sensor.
Well, that's a heartbeat sensor.
Yeah, you have that. It's called a heartbeat sensor.
But that's on your gun, though. So rather than have it... Because I think the heartbeat sensor takes too much of a view on your gun.
But that's the downside of having it on your gun. It takes up an attachment. And you can't view it while you're zoomed in, and it's got a pulse, and it's only in front of you as well, and slightly to the sides. I mean, things like...
But you've got the portable radar on you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Switch it on while it's on your body, like, be able to do that. I think that would be quite good.
In practical terms, what you're talking about is clearly possible, because you're quite right. You're carrying that bit of kit around with you anyway. Why can't you just turn it on?
Mm-hmm.
I think for balance purposes, that would be a bit too overpowered.
Yeah.
You'd have to find, so like, it's actually funny you should say that, but I was saying the very same thing to Fox. But my suggestion was that you'd have to have a dedicated class, like a support class. So in the new game, if you go down the support avenue, you don't actually get a primary weapon. You get this, like, portable radar that follows you around, and you get, like, a secondary weapon. But that's the kind of... The compromise that you need to make is that you're there to support your team, so you're not going to have a primary weapon and this portable radar with you at all times.
Yeah, but I mean,
I think the way we play, though, I mean, we do play support a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, us three do. The likes of, I mean, Gaz, Maiden and Walshaw use a lot more assault streaks than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good balance in our team.
That's what we do. We're there.
Yeah,
definitely. We have Noodle and you have the Stinger missiles. I'm usually got a recon class on, so I've got motion sensors. I'm chucking grenades randomly to see if I can pick up people on there. I'm using my advanced UAV. I'm using my recon plane, that kind of stuff. But it is needed. But that's because we are an experienced team. We work together. We know what each other's roles are. And we know what's expected of each other and stuff. Whereas if you're a lone wolf, and you want to do all these things, I think it would be overpowered if you could say, right, I want a shotgun for close-up, I want a long-ranged rifle or an MK14 or sniper rifle for long things, I want to not show up on radar, I want to have a motion sensor around us and that kind of thing. They have to be balanced within the game. You just can't do that kind of thing. They have done it with the specialists, per strike package where you get every single perk. And then I think they've done it isn't too overpowered because you haven't got a lot of the stuff that some of the perks in other games. You haven't got Juggernaut, you haven't got Stopping Power, you haven't got an unlimited run, you haven't, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. They've had to put it in there so you're not a super soldier, even though you kind of are. But the motion sensor where you're saying that should always be on, you can pick your equipment back up. I do that all the time. If I'm playing Search and Destroy or I'm playing a game where dying matters, capture the flag, things like that, put it on the floor, let it sweep one, see if there's someone camping around the corner, pick it back up again. It just tends to be what I do sometimes.
I do that. It's just... It's the retrieving of it. If you go around the corner and you're retrieving it and someone's there, they've got the drop on you already.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I mean, because the portable radars in this one, they are quite overpowered. If there's three of us going on, it covers quite a big portion of the map.
Mm-hmm.
And as we place them quite well when we play, I love the recon perk, but I like it when you've got it.
Yeah.
I don't like using it.
I like the recon perks, I get loads of assists. I kill them for when people kill them. I was like, there's someone around that corner, you go and kill them and I'll get the 50 points for it, no bother. And if you've got Hardline on as well, Hardline Pro, you get your couple of assists to help with your care packages and stuff as well, so that's quite cool. So yeah.
There's a bit of kit I wanted to see actually in Modern Warfare 3, I was hoping it was going to be there, and it's like a hologram.
Right.
So you chuck this thing on the floor, and it would be like a digital image of yourself. Now, mm-hmm. it's only reasonable at range. The closer you get to it, the more it like flickers and bits and pieces. Yeah. But it mimics your movement within a certain range. So, you know, someone shoots at it, they're shooting at the hologram instead of you, and you can pop it on the corner and have a go at them. Obviously, like I say, there's a whole balancing issue there, but like you say, I think at the range, that would be quite good, especially mm-hmm. it would be the first thing we actually get to help us defend against sniping. Because other than that, there isn't anything that we have to defend. There's nothing you can do if a sniper's got you down sights. He shoots at you. Unless you've got last stand on, you're knackered. So I think something like the hologram would have been really useful. And I can't see it coming in a Black Ops 2, which it is going to be called, it's going to be going back to it. Will. I have a feeling it'll go back to the 60s again, back to Vietnam. So I can't see that kind of technology being about. So we might have to wait another 24 months, yeah.
What you're saying is you want to be Arnie from Total Recall. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Total Recall?
Yes. It actually looks really good. I was surprised. It's
really, really good, doesn't it?
It's not about Mars at all. It's just about this guy who's like, I don't know, he's a secret agent or something. He fucking kicks ass. He goes to get like a dream implanted, like the thing in the original. And he sits down there, and loads of men come in and get bloody exosuits, look like someone out of Halo, all pointing guns, and you just see his pupils just contract, and he kicks fuck out of all of them. Looks absolutely class. It's,
He thought he was me.
Oh, that's what it was it? Alright, okay.
Is that not what it's called? Is it not called Total Recall, the Bio of Evil Noodle? I thought that's what it was called.
It should have been.
But yeah, it does look pretty cool, I must admit. The other thing, back on topic, people. Destructible environments. Do you?
Oh yeah.
Aye.
Now
all day.
People have tried this. Battlefield, for instance, have had them for quite a few games now. Certain games are actually built around manipulating environments and things like that. There are a couple of shooters out there that do that. It is something that
Medal of Honor.
Yeah. There was actually a game where it was a third-person shooter where you could raise or lower the ground in front of you. I forget what it was called. It was out maybe a couple of years ago. I got the demo for it on PlayStation Network. It was quite good. You go around with like a normal gun, but you've got like this hand, and you can like make the ground go up and make the ground go down, and you can like trap enemies in little ditches, or you can build yourself cover up and things like that. But if you didn't use it, the enemies were that hard, they just nailed you straight away if you didn't know what you were doing. It was a really good game, but anyway. So yeah, destructible environments, I think it is possible to do, it has been done. I think it adds an extra little bit to the game. Would you welcome it? Or do you think it's a bit too far, too many things to consider?
It's going to kind of enforce a lot of noob tubes, though, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. But it brings on another thing as well, which was vehicles, because a lot of the destructible environment is through the tanks and the helicopters and planes and stuff like that. Bombing runs and whatever. That's another thing that Call of Duty you've never done, which is vehicles. Well, they have. They tried it in World at War. They put tanks in there. And a lot of people didn't really use them. They were quite easily destroyed, actually. They were rumoured when Modern Warfare 3 first got announced that there was going to be vehicles in there. Then they said there would be, but they'd only be for transporting troops. They would never have guns on them. And then there was just nothing in there at all. People started talking about vehicles, and I think, again, it adds something else to the game. But I think we are actually getting away from the focus of gun-on-gun, mono-on-mono gameplay. The more you look at, oh, we can blow this room up and do this, oh, we can get in this tank and do that, I don't think it helps the gameplay, so I would actually be kind of disappointed if they brought destructible environments and vehicles back. I don't think it's a good idea. What do you guys think?
I don't want vehicles,
It also means the maps
if you look at Black Ops...
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I think if you look at Black Ops, though, I mean, the gunship in Black Ops, you were flying that, you had control of that.
Yeah, true.
And it was a really... Uh-huh. That was quite good. I mean, Battlefield, as far as I believe, I've played Battlefield a small amount, and I couldn't get away with it. There's a massive difference between Call of Duty and Battlefield, but... As far as I believe in there, you can fly planes and drive tanks and stuff like that.
No, you can't.
And I can't see how the planes would work unless it was a massive map like Liberation or something like that. Like, it's
absolutely
huge.
Enormous.
The reason vehicles are in there is because you have to get into a car to get where the action is, whereas you don't have to. Plus the other thing, yeah, I know what you're saying there, you get a vehicle as part of a kill streak. So you get a chopper gunner or you get a AC-130, whatever. Imagine you've just spawned, Newbie McNoobison just spawns, not a fucking single game, been playing the game for 30 minutes, not a kill, jumps into a fucking helicopter, blasts you to Kingdom Come all the time. How would that make you feel? I would just snap my PlayStation in half. You know what I mean? They should be earned. Vehicles should be earned. And I think it causes too many problems. There's no reason to bring them in, apart from to change it. And let's face it, Call of Duty is the largest, most successful first-person shooter game I think that's ever been. And they're not going to risk changing the format too much in any year. They're not going to risk doing it. They've hit a formula that works, so why do it? I think they'll keep it to small, gun-on-gun gameplay. That's what's worked in the past.
I think obviously moving ahead with Call of Duty and the kill streaks and stuff like that, I really think this is just the beginning of online gaming. Mm-hmm. And this is the comment that I made in my video the other day when you were saying obviously your channel's never going to be as big as Woody's Gamer Tag and stuff like that. And when I said it, I genuinely mean it, because this is the beginning. I mean, look at how much technology has advanced to get to this stage. What's online gaming going to be like in another 3 or 4 years? And as we get better, it's going to be better in-depth analysis. And as I say, I think with a lot of things, all that's going to happen is it's going to get better and better, and the actual gameplay within it will only progress.
Yeah.
But I agree with the winning formula the Call of Duty's got at the minute. They don't want to be changing that.
Yeah, I mean, not a problem, but let's wind back 4 or 5 years ago, okay? You had new games coming out actually quite a lot, and they were quite similar, but they would change maybe 2 or 3 things within the game. So if this worked, it would pick up. Nowadays, people want so much out of a game. There's so much development goes into it. There's so much community behind it, etc., etc. The amount of time and effort and money going into a production for it to fail isn't an option anymore. There's very few games that are now brought out. Let's face it, we're on Halo 4's just been announced or whatever it is. Call of Duty, we're now on like 7 or 8 or whatever it is. They're not bringing out...
Nine.
They're not bringing out things to try anymore. They're bringing out games that have to sell. Therefore, they're playing it safe. There's no more of these, like, wacky games and things. And if they are, they're usually small developments and they're PC only because it's so easy to
program on PC.
Yeah, the indie games. Or the Xbox Arcade or whatever they are, and they tend to be sort of...
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's not a lot of production put into them. I'm just saying that the people that are programming these in their bedrooms, or they've got a very small studio, maybe it's 5 or 6 people working for them, you go to Ravenhead, you go to DICE, or, you know what I mean, Treyarch, Infinity Ward, they've got hundreds and hundreds of people there to test random things. They'll have had someone there, right, in Call of Duty, who's played the entire game all the way through, got to the last level, and then died on purpose. Just to make sure it would do as it says it would on the tin. And then when they've done that bit, they've played the entire game through again and then died at the next bit. Because that's their job. And there's just not enough time and effort going into games in order to progress them, I think. They're playing safe. The new games that I think have come out that have actually pushed the boundaries, I think, were Prototype. Quite like that. That was different. There's nothing that's coming to mind that's actually saying...
Minecraft?
Yeah, but again, that was... I think that's the exception to the rule. That was a very small indie game by... Is it Noosh you call them? Notch.
And then, Notch.
Yeah, CNanners went, "Ooh, this is a canny game. Let's have a little look. Let's do a Let's Play. Let's do a couple of games." And it went absolutely global, instantly. And that was because it had... a very, very different idea, and it had someone like CNanners, who's a very, very well-respected big YouTuber behind it. If that didn't happen, it would just be another game that's maybe £2 to buy on Steam. It's just as simple as that. It was very, very lucky, and that was, I think, was the exception. There's very, very few games out there that push the boundaries now. People play far too safe.
Would you like... a game, Call of Duty or anything very similar, but on a bigger scale. So maybe it's not as many maps,
mm-hmm.
but it's rather than 6-on-6, have a huge, huge map, every different aspect of every single map in Call of Duty, but have 30-on-30. So it would literally be armies.
They did it.
That game's already out. It's called Massive Action Game.
Imagine Call of Duty gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Call of Duty gameplay. So the game as it is at the moment, take away the different maps. Basically, add all of the maps together. So have an aeroplane like there is in Black Box. Have a sky rise like there is in Overwatch. Plus all the other elements, the hard hat bit and stuff like that. So it's literally a city rather than just a small map.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really, really... I know it's a lot of development and stuff like that, but it's bringing all of those maps together, and I think it would be brilliant, because it would bring every single aspect of Call of Duty into one whole massive game.
But then you're taking away Call of Duty, because Call of Duty is small, man-on-man gameplay. It's not spawn in a massive city and run around 20 minutes trying to find someone. That's what I mean, you need...
No, it is, but that...
There are games out there, by the way, that do that. There's a game that is, I think it's... Well, I think it is actually 50-on-50 is the maximum size it can have. Is it Homefront? I can't remember now. But they have brought out games like that.
Mag's 250 or something, isn't it?
That's it. They brought out the demo, didn't they? And I think it was 24 versus 24 on the demo alone. And then they brought it out and it was like 50-on-50. But it's not the game that I want to play. I'm not gonna put them down. It's just not the game that I enjoy playing. And it's a shame, because there should be more games out there. But I think we should move on a little bit. I know we've come across it now. I came across it on yesterday. Clarko came...
Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, yes. Clarky came across it yesterday and today.
All over it.
And... something that I haven't really noticed a lot of in Modern Warfare 3, loads of it in Modern Warfare 2, a little bit of in Black Ops, and that's boosting. Fucking sick of it. I know you've got a video and I know you want to name and shame people. Put your fucking hand down, I've seen you. Yesterday we were playing. We were playing on Hard Hat.
Yeah.
There was six of us in Team Burn. I got a quad feed followed by an instant triple. I was fucking coming in my pants. It was class. Absolutely mint. And then I seen on their team 23 for naught. And I was like, there's absolutely no way this fucking pond scum wrapped in human skin has managed to get this. So we hadn't even realised, because we were having so much fun of actually beating this team into the ground, that we'd seen it happen. And then, there we go, Moab goes off, no one could find him. Well, we didn't have time to look for him, in fairness, no one could find him. Moab went off, left straight away, just left the game. So he got a Moab and then got a loss for it. So what's the point? But come on then, Clark, I know you're dying to tell us your story, so you might as well.
Right. No, it's... The reason is, I'm really gonna... This is gonna be like me... I'm gonna try and make this my baby. And I've got a couple of boosting game players, but last night I was in a lobby. I went in a free-for-all lobby. Everyone went offline. I was on with Gaz, Conroy. Were you on last night, Noodle? I think you were. I don't know. Someone was online anyway, so everyone went off. I was on my own. So I went in a free-for-all lobby, and basically this guy spotted us. YouTube sensation, he called us. But I went in this free-for-all lobby, and I was absolutely owning with this PP90... or one, whatever it's called.
Aye, the super sort of
and, aye, and I couldn't understand this kill feed. It was the same two people headshotting each other all the time. So this guy came over and said that it was on the C-Town.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the far building, the left corner of the map. And they were downstairs behind the counter. So I went in and got them anyway. So basically, I can't see the gain that they got. I can understand boosting from Moab, but one was killing one and then it was killing the other.
Mm-hmm.
Are they doing it for points? Are they doing it for rank or anything like that? Probably haven't a clue, but was doing nothing for the KD. So what I've decided to do is I made a El Clarko's Hall of Shame, and I've had four responses already to the video, giving us details of boosters, and they've stored the games in the vault.
So
I'm, as I say, four already, and it's only been up 4 hours. Hasn't had very many views, but the people who've viewed it have took it to heart. So
it's
going to be brilliant. But me video will be up tomorrow. That's a bit slying a bit advertising in there while I'm here.
That's fine. That's what you're here for. It's okay. I don't mind. But yeah, I must admit, right, when I used to play Modern Warfare 2, me and Maiden, we used to love finding boosters. Absolutely love it. We used to keep looking at the scores, and when we'd seen it, we were like, right, everyone, stop killing each other. Let's go hunt these fuckers out. And it was always on, like, sub-base, and we knew all of the random places they would hide, and it was just mint. Creep up there with an RPG and just smash the fucking back doors in, and then they'd spawn and smash the back doors in again. It was absolutely class. I loved it. But we got used to it. It didn't really happen in Black Ops too often, because we stopped giving you attack inserts in free-for-all, so that just stopped the issue really altogether. And it hasn't really happened that much in Modern Warfare 3. It's just the last couple of times I've played, they've been on. So they must be just getting fucking bored and wanting to get headshots all the time. I think as well, there's not a massive achievement for getting headshots anymore, whereas in Modern Warfare 2 there was. You got like the special camo, was it fall or autumn camo or something you got? Whereas now you don't need it, it's just all on experience and points and things. So anyone out there who boosts, I hope you die of genital warts. You don't deserve to live, really. Maybe that's a little bit harsh, but yeah, you don't. Hope you get ran over by a big...
No, they definitely don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to appoint myself the boosting sheriff, in fact. And,
get in.
You,
give me a little star.
You're now my deputies.
Debbie Down.
Yeah, you're now my deputies.
Fuck off, deputy. So, I'm fucking run this show. You know your place. Just remember that. Oh!
I'm saying loud.
So, yeah.
If anyone's wondering why I keep having these little annotations, I've just found it. It popped up, so I'm not going to use them too much because it'll piss Fox Glow off. So.
What is it? Is it a top program? Is it part of the webcam?
Well, I've just opened this Uvu thing up, and it's come up automatically, but it's part of my webcam.
All right.
Built into my laptop, so pretty good fun.
Well, I've get myself a HD camera, so I don't use the stuff that come on my laptop anymore. But, yeah.
HD camera, I'll have you know.
Oh, aye, very good. Well, my laptop didn't come with a HD camera. Mine came with a normal one. But if I put HD on my HD camera, it runs really slowly. Because my laptop's just like, it's a really good laptop, but it can't handle everything I'm asking it to do at the moment. Shame. Yeah, Clanops. Clanops has been going really well. I haven't yet had a chance to play with you guys, because every time it's been on, I've been otherwise engaged. I know me, Noodle and Danny were doing Tac Insert last week when you guys were kicking ass in the Kill Confirmed last Friday. And
yep.
This week was Hardcore Team Hardcore Team Deathmatch.
Deathmatch.
Getting silver in both. Now, considering there was only 5 people in the Kill Confirmed one, I can understand that. And I think you actually nearly came in the gold. It was really, really unlucky. Team Deathmatch, you were in the gold until the last match. The last match, someone pipped you to the post. It was shocking. I actually thought you'd look
in the Team Death. In the Team Deathmatch one this week, we should have been gold, to be fair, and we missed out when I've worked it out by approximately, give or take, a few. It was around about 30 places.
Right.
So it could have been out like of 24. Yeah, so out of 24,000 clans that took part, it's really not bad considering we didn't have a full team. And I hated it all the way. I was the lowest scorer on the Hardcore Team Deathmatch,
mm-hmm.
but I was the highest premium scorer
right.
on the Kill Confirmed. So, but no, they're really good. But we've struggled a bit because of the type of game that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Had it been Domination, I think we would dominate on that.
We need so, a rim. I'll be playing on Friday tomorrow night. Yay, at last. It's Kill Confirmed or Team Deathmatch, I don't know what it is. I think it's Team Deathmatch.
Kill Confirmed,
right, fine. Is it?
Yeah. I thought it was Team Deathmatch.
Well, this is what we were looking at, right? Because me and the Maiden were talking about this the other night. If you go as a team of 6, right, and all, we'll assume all of you are all premium members, so all of your confirms count. The maximum you can get in a game is 65 tags collected, okay? So that's, say it lasts approximately 10 minutes between you going live and then going live for the next game. That means you're limited to 65 tags per 10 minutes. That's not the best way of playing Kill Confirmed to collect tags. What you need to do is, you need to put one person with 5 people who can't count. You need to get the 5 people to kill everyone and that one person to collect all the tags. That way, you've got 6 games running at the same time, with one person in each game collecting all the tags. That way, you can get 380, 390 tags every 10 minutes, rather than just 65.
We got talking to a clan. The last few games of the Hardcore Kill Confirmed, we got talking to a clan that's quite a big clan.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got around about 42 elite premium members,
mm-hmm.
and what they done is the tactics that they use is they try to put one person in every game,
yeah,
but that one person's outnumbered and going up against the clan regardless of how good or bad the other 5 people are, that one person's basically relying on them being quite good in order for them to collect the tags. Now what they done is they put two in every kill confirmed, so separately, two in every team deathmatch, sorry, because it's sheer kills, but in kill confirmed they put three, so the three can back each other up, and they score gold more or less every single clan up, and these are the guys that me and Gaz were playing with yesterday, and they give us some hints on team deathmatch, and they told us what kind of class to set up, and after they told us what class to set up, I was finishing MVP every single game after that on Team Deathmatch, and I've never played Team Deathmatch on Modern Warfare 3, and I've got quite a few points already just based on that, so I think if we're going to be going into it kill confirmed, we need to have teams of three.
Yeah, well, it's something we can discuss tomorrow, isn't it, and have a little look at, but I'm liking it because it's something else to do. We always play Domination, we laugh about it and joke about it, but actually if you play that, not only is it you're playing a different game type, usually it's not, or you haven't even X amount of kills. Like in Domination, even if we do play Domination, it's the amount of captures and defends. I remember Gaz saying to us, he actually lets people then capture the flags. He hides, let them capture the flag, comes around, kills them and captures it back. Because if you don't let them cap it, you're never going to get that capture back. You only ever get two per match. And it changes the way you play and you have a bit more fun. But looking forward to playing them, I must admit. I really, really enjoy playing with the team. And for everyone out there who hasn't tried it, who goes running solo on that, honestly, get yourself a couple of mates, work out what you're doing, and it's much, much better. You can have much more fun. I mean, the best fun I had yesterday was killing Urban Rage. It was class. I loved it. There was four or five of us, and Urban Rage had gone off. So we started a game, and he joined on the other team. And just to give you the team a chance, I went round with my riot shield and my throwing knife, and I battered him to death with my riot shield, and I proper heard him really pissed off, and I was like, get in, this is the highlight of my night so far. That was mint. So, Urban, if you're watching this, fucking calm down, man, life's too short.
He lives up to his name, though, to be fair, Urban Rage.
Honestly, man, all the time. And if I hear him say fucking YI, man, once more, I'll pull his fucking pebs out.
Harsh.
He keeps calling Gaz a Geordie. He fucking hates that. Gaz, you know, he's fucking, I think Dandy was more fucking raged than Gaz can ever get. And honestly, he will go and find him and he will fucking take his eyeballs out. Class when I see that happen. So.
How many times, I mean, going on back onto the Domination point for a second, and on about how boring it is when we play Domination, how many times have we let them capture flags just so the game goes on longer?
Yeah.
And or in Demolition, we've been playing that a lot because I think it's more because of Walshaw than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But in Demolition, how many times have we been annihilating them so we've let them plant a bomb to let the game last longer?
I think that's when you know
that we really need to change up the gameplay and the game types. So I think we're doing the right thing.
We tried yesterday. We said we'd play Team Defender. And we said, right, we're going to try and win without capping the flag. Just to see if we could do it. And unfortunately, there was only five of us. And the other one that wasn't a Team Burn member picked up the fucking flag. So we were winning loads. And then he went and picked up the flag. And we're like, oh, well, we kind of deem out if there's one who's not following the rules. We ended up winning like 7,500 to 2,000, and we hadn't even had the flag for half the game. It was absolutely, yeah. So don't, when you come up against us, you're probably going to lose. I'm sorry, guys, but the way it is. We've only lost, if you don't count being on a crap connection, because I know that happens sometimes, we connect to European or sometimes American servers, I think we've maybe only lost badly to one clan, and we did, and that really upset me.
It opened our eyes, though.
Oh, I must admit, they were a really good team. We lost, we only lost by about 20, 30 points, and we said, don't leave, we want to play yous again, you're a good team. We played Domination, we're like, get in, this is our favourite game type, it was on Fallen, I remember it very well. We lost by about 80 points. And the shit they give us. Just ridiculous. And yeah, so. So, last thing I want to talk about, because we have been going on, talking about shit. What, for people who don't play with us, are your best, you know, like, pissing people off in lobby comments? I know Noodle's favourite is always, tell your ma I want your slippers back. I know you love saying that to people. So,
guilty as charged.
Yeah. So, I think we should go through some of our best comments. So, someone's just come on Noodle and called you a fat noob. What are you going to say to them?
You might.
All right, man. Do you know it?
Nothing irritates people more than agreeing with them.
Aye.
Yeah. There are sometimes, like, I must admit, where we've got into a lobby and there's like four or five of them on a team, and they're giving you loads of shit, and we just turn around and go, you know, there's no need to be like that, lads. Oh, well, let's just have a good game, you know, let's have a, and they just proper start going off at you. It's absolutely class, I love it. But I do... Noodle,
that tends to really irritate people.
Yeah. Noodle is the person that probably makes me laugh the most in this world. He's got a really, really good wit, a really good sense of humour, and I love it when people start pissing him off in lobbies because it's just so funny.
I don't stand for it, like, there's no need, though, it's just a game. People take it far too seriously.
Yeah, I know, but I think it's absolutely class.
We played this game. We got in this lobby the other day in that clan up with these lads in this other clan, and we thought they were going to come through, and we were all like, sit back, chill out, and this, that, and the other. And you know what? These lads come through and said, all right, boys, how yous doing in the clan up? How yous doing the clan up, blah, blah, blah. How yous doing in it, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like, we had a really good gameplay. I've had them as a couple of friends. They want a clan match with us whenever we get time.
Oh, all right.
We're going to have a private clan match. And honestly, you enjoy the game because win, lose, or draw, come out of it and you say, hey, well done. Yet we had this, we were against, in Team Tactical today, we were against this lad. Gaz has said since that he's actually quite funny, but he called me a scouser. Well, he called us a scouser, so I started. He was going, all right, mate, calm down, calm down. But I went ballistic. And, like, I support Liverpool. I'm a diehard Liverpool fan. But don't get my accent mixed up with a Scouse accent. Please.
I always thought you were a Scouser.
Fuck off. We went ballistic, but this lad, how annoying was he, Noodle? It was just, why not just say, we won there, good game, this, that, because we got beat off them. Mm-hmm. But fucking what a noob. Little dick.
Yeah, I actually do like, it's only banter, it's a good bit of banter. If someone actually says something quite funny and original, it usually makes me think they're quite good and quite funny. It's I remember once we were playing on Black Ops and we were going into jungle, and obviously we've got quite a strong kind of northeastern Geordie accent. Next thing I know, he's calling us fucking Ant and Dec. Ooh, we're going in the jungle with Ant and Dec, like, and all this stuff. And I was like, actually, that's quite funny, I quite like him. It's something original, I don't mind. It's part of the game, having a bit of banter, calling each other a noob, calling your ma, calling your girlfriend, all that kind of stuff's fun. When it's something original, it's actually, I quite enjoy it. No one means it, it's not serious. I mean, I've had messages of people calling us a cheating bastard and all this kind of stuff, and you know what I mean? Look at any one of my videos I've ever created, any gameplay saved anywhere, I have never...
Noodle, to it.
To my name?
To it. Your lass is on the phone now. He'll call you back. That's the banter, man. That's fucking mint.
Oh, no.
We riff out of each other more than anyone else, to be fair.
Love it.
We do, like.
Absolutely love it. It's... Our lass sometimes doesn't understand it, that we don't mean what we say. Like, typical example, right?
I do. Every word.
I just came in from work. I came in late, right? Sat down, quickly called Noodle up and said, I'm running late, mate. I'm just going to have my tea and then I'll be on. So we were around about 15, 20 minutes late after setting up and getting everything going, right? I was on the couch downstairs. Our lass was sat there in her pyjamas. And he could see her over the corner of me shoulder. She was in her pyjamas, just sat there. And she goes, oh, you can't let him see his pyjamas, man. Turn it off. First thing out of his fucking mouth, didn't worry, Pet, I've seen you a lot less than that, man. Straight away, she just went scarlet. What are you saying that for? It's like, look, man, it's just banter. We obviously know each other. We know each other really well. We all work together. We're all really close in something else we do. And we know each other and we know what we can do. There's very, very little any of us can say that will actually really offend anyone.
You know where the boundaries are, don't you? Do you know what I mean? And that's just how it goes.
And hello to someone there's in the live stream. Mr.
There's no boundaries where you were last, though, Noodle.
Mr. Mega Nasty Boy has joined us in the stream. Hello, Mega Nasty Boy. So, yeah. But I must admit, I don't think anything's ever been off limits when we've been going about each other. We've talked about each other's grandmas. Talking about bloody, you know, having sex with dead people, calling each other pedos and all sorts. We all know it's banter. It's not meant. It's just the way it is. What's the matter with you? You're laughing about?
Well, we're shagging each other's grandmas, shagging dead people, calling each other pedos. Where, Bobby? You're right.
Hold on.
I've missed this conversation.
Let me go through my fucking text history here. Let's have a little look at this. Ah, exactly. So, we'll not get into that. Right, so, I think we're coming up to our hour. That's our community service done for the week. Noodle, do you have a final thought of the week, or have we pushed you too far?
I do.
How on.
I've got a final thought of the week, and then I'm going to go to the Jerry Springer on your ass. Thought of the week. No.
Oh.
If flying planes are so safe, why do you have to wait for them in the terminal? No?
If what?
If flying planes are so safe, why do you have to wait for them in a terminal?
I'm not explaining to you, Clarty.
I'm lost. I'm really lost.
It's all right. Don't worry. He's never been on a plane, man.
Honestly. Really?
Nice. You going to go Jerry Springer on, is it?
Well, I was just going to give you a positive thought for the day as well.
All right, okay.
So I thought this is something I'm going to throw at you. Okay. A loving heart is the truest wisdom.
Thanks.
Take care of yourselves and each other.
Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I've just had a really good idea, actually, Bev. Hopefully, I think we should have a WAG special next week. Do you think we could get wives and girlfriends on?
Can I bring my girlfriend rather than my wife?
Mate,
you're not bringing our lass on.
I think it'd be quite a good idea actually if we did that. I know my wife is probably up for it. She's quite boring though, but no, it'd be fine.
Your wife's always up for it.
But Dave,
what?
Dave, I think Gaz was on. I think Gaz was on about coming on next week. That's really going to throw it in the mixer there. Like,
he'll just bring his sheep.
You bring his sheep, or his boyfriend, which either.
He's blow up. Dog doesn't talk very much, but the mouth's always open.
Yeah. There's Mr. Conroy on Team Burn. He's expressed interest in coming on. He does every week and then doesn't come on. And Gaz, who is one of the founders of Team Burn, he's done one commentary with us. And it was really good. And he keeps thinking, oh, I'm going to stutter. I'm not going to do it properly. Gaz, man, just get yourself on. He fucking watches this anyway. Don't worry about us. Just come on and have a laugh with us. We'll let you, Conroy and Clark, we'll talk about football. I mean, Noodle will go have a shit. You know what I mean? It's other stuff we can talk about. It's fine.
So, not together.
Not together, no. I'm not going to travel all the way over to his. Plus, we'll just... Well, fucking hell. You need a fucking hazmat suit when he has a shit. Jesus Christ.
It's true.
They have actually... This is no word of a lie. They have actually closed down the toilet at work because of Mr. Evil Noodle and his fucking girth of his turds.
Hey, I'm proud of that.
I would be as well, mate. So, yeah. Wow, indeed. So, next week will either be us three handsome fellows, and three wonderful, gorgeous, really understanding wags, or a really ugly Conroy and Gaz, and we're really looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll have a bit more of a gangbang next week. We'll see what happens. So, on screen at the minute, you will see all of the Team Burn links. Please follow me at Twitter. I forgot what's called there. Twitter. FoxLove666. Go and follow them. Mr. El Clavo has just joined Twitter as of today. Welcome to the 21st century, you beast, yeah? And it is...
I don't know how to use it.
I was going
to
say follow him and abuse him, but if he doesn't know how to use it, he probably won't check it. It's XXLClavoXX. Evil Noodle is at EvilNoodle85. Please go and check out our YouTube channel at TeamBurnPS3. El Clarko is it XXLClarkoXX, your YouTube channel? Yes. It's at the top of the thing there, which you can't see because I've just turned it off. What's back on? So yeah, please go and check out that out. Mr. Evil Noodle has started as well doing live streams on Star Wars The Old Republic. I think he's put his first one up yesterday. Please go and check him out because he's quite funny. As I say, he's quite banterish and I assume it's quite funny even though I haven't watched it yet. I'm really sorry. And we'll be on next week, probably Thursday or Friday night, and we look forward to seeing you again. So any final thoughts? Anyone want to say goodbye?
No.
That's fine. Right, guys.
See you later.
Good night, sweet dreams, and join you next week. Bye-bye.